B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
I'm so sorry. I'm really not a slacker, I promise. But you wouldn't realize that since I have not been getting the podcasts up lately, the Parental Guidance Needed podcast. Basically, coming back to work was harder than I thought it would be. In addition to doing the morning show, I'm also doing middays now at work. So it's a lot of fun, but a lot of work. So we're getting back on track here, finally. I thought to myself, I don't really have time to do a podcast this week. But I do have time to catch up with one of my girlfriends, Meredith from Wild. She's one of my dear friends at the station and outside of work as well. So I said, Meredith, do you mind? Let's you and I have a conversation and catch up. We'll just record it and it'll be the podcast for this week. So she agreed and here it is. Hey girl, what's going on? How are you?
Oh my God, so much stuff is happening. My belly is getting bigger and I'm getting less sleep. How are you doing?
Well, you look beautiful. So
you're
faking it well.
Yes.
But it's just been crazy. Since I've come back to work, I feel like I barely had a chance to even talk to you.
I know.
And I'm sorry, but it's like you're trying to make that adjustment. I'm trying to make that adjustment back into regular working life. And so it's just been crazy. But okay.
You never have to apologize to me about that, by the way, first of all. And second of all, the transition back into work or even going on maternity leave is like super difficult to begin with.
If you see me in the hallway and I just look like so unkempt, unbrushed hair,
that's me.
No makeup, just yes, it is a cry for help. Yeah. It is a cry for help.
But you look great. And it's from the outside, it looks like you're handling everything perfectly because it's like a little tornado that happens.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Transition from one kid to two. You got to help me out with that because I hear it's really difficult. How is it?
Okay. So two major things. Number one, you literally have no time for yourself when you get home.
Oh my God.
So we have these wonky schedules. Of course, it's nice that we can be home somewhat during the day with our kids.
Yes.
But you'll go home and you'll be feeding one, changing diapers. Hopefully she's a good sleeper. I wish that for you.
Thank you.
For sure.
We will pray.
And yes, and then the other one, entertaining her. And of course, Aubrey's at that age where she probably does, she can do some things on her own, but she needs a lot of
attention. Yes.
So it will be, I mean, I love what I do. You love what you do, but it will be jumping from one jail to the next.
Ping pong. Yeah, I can only imagine. So now when I have a little bit of alone time when I get home, because I don't know, I'm cooking dinner or Aubrey's busy doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have that.
No,
I'm going to be paying attention to the newborn.
It's my toughest time of day. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Interesting. It's the whole settling down, the food, the cleaning, the getting ready for bed, the get your ass in bed.
Yes. And the you realize motherhood with two kids, that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
I think with one kid, like you said, you could sneak in some free time for you.
Yes.
You could pass the baby off, the child off to your hubby.
Mm-hmm.
But there's none of that anymore. So from 4 to 8, it's like, get ready, Roxanne. I've got, 4 to 5 is like activity time with Evelyn Jade, then also feeding time, then 5 o'clock, baths for everybody in the house, 6 o'clock, dinner for everybody, 7 o'clock, more feeding for the baby, bath, more wind down time.
I thought you were going to say more wine because it sounds like that's what we need.
I sneak some of that in. I have to.
Right.
I know I'm breastfeeding, but I have to,
once
in a while I have to have a little bit.
Oh, you need to.
Yeah.
Well, just back and forth with the two kids, but have things slowed down a little bit? Like you found little pockets of time, or are you still in the mix of it and it'll eventually happen?
No,
oh my
it
God.
Has not slowed down.
Stop it
has not slowed down. But the good thing, and this is what I have to tell you, I know you love your job. You're so passionate about it, but you will actually enjoy it even more.
Yeah, a little break.
Yes. Once I had the shell shock of coming back, now I'm liking my job even more.
Right.
Because it is a break from that.
Well,
chaos.
We create our own identity here.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice having for at least working mothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always give props to mothers that stay at home and they're hard workers because a lot of them end up feeling a little lost. Oh,
yeah.
For sure. And even on the weekends, like, have you ever felt this way? We can be honest. Like, maybe Sunday afternoon, you're like, ooh, I'm so happy I get to go to work tomorrow.
Get back to my normal jail. Yeah.
Yes. It's like a break.
It's a fun
and
jail.
It's work at stress. I mean, it has its own issues and anxieties, but it's a different type of thing. So it's a nice little break, I guess, going back and forth between the kids and then work. But yeah, it's all stress.
You will like that. And the hardest thing is sleep. So I need your advice on some of that, because especially because we're going to have daylight saving, so it's just going to get even worse.
Oh, no, it's I know. And so Sunday is when we really start it in our household. Mm-hmm. Now, before, I've done the breakdowns of like 15 minutes during mm-hmm. the week. Okay, we're going to do 15 minutes earlier, and then that way 15 minutes, and then by Friday she should be adjusted to the daylight savings time. But I think this year we're going to try 30 minutes, okay, and then just be done by Wednesday.
So you haven't tried that yet, then?
I haven't. I did the 15, and that was really successful, but it's such a long, it's just right. like, I know. And they don't, I mean, they don't get it.
No.
It's not fair.
No.
I didn't want to go to sleep.
At least, I know, at least it's still not going to be too bright outside, because mm-hmm. once we get into, if they had to go from like a long summer day from now until a long summer day, they would never make that adjustment, because
yes.
my daughter, strictly the only reason I can get her to go to bed is because I'm like, look outside.
Yeah.
It's dark outside.
Right. It's nighttime.
We're not going to be able to say that in the
right,
middle of summer.
Right. So I have blackout curtains mm-hmm. and shades in the living room just for, I mean, for other reasons too, because the sun shines in my house at a certain direction, but also for those reasons. Like, I can just make it dark and then, you know, it's nighttime. And yeah, the sun is going to be shining in a little bit. It's hard to explain to a toddler, but what are you going to do?
Right, right. What have you been doing sleep-wise for yourself? How have you been getting good sleep? Because you've got to be, I can see that adorable little bump on you.
Oh,
so that
you.
Means she's pressing on your bladder pretty firmly now.
3 to 4 times a night I am going to the bathroom. I try
How does that even happen? Because I did the same thing, and I'm like, how do you even swallow that much water during the day?
I don't know. God forbid I take a sip of water at like 6 p.m. It's going to keep me up at some point of the evening.
I know.
It's crazy. And then, so I really stopped drinking water and liquids at 7 p.m. I have to, like
so that
somewhat
means you have to be
deprive myself
drinking water all day because you're not going to have that period to do it.
Yeah. So right now I currently go through 3 to 4 massive mm-hmm. 1-quart bottles of water during the day, but I quit at 7.
Right.
But I wake up, I'm like super dehydrated and thirsty. I'm like, I need some water now.
Are the hormones, are they just nuts? Like, are they making you feel good? Because I'm actually going through hormonal changes now.
Yes.
Post-pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of depression before I came back to work. I think work's actually helped me. But it's a mess when you're in it, too.
It is.
And you have that. There's so much progesterone in your body right now that you're constantly, like, sedated.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not as much of a maniac as you when you have the hormonal roller coaster, but
right.
you're just constantly tired.
Yeah, there's the post hormones that you go through in your body. I think it's just slightly flushing out and trying to regulate itself mm-hmm. again. And then when you're pregnant, you have all this rush of extra hormones. I will snap on my husband, and I'm not proud of that, but I think it's happened 3 times now. And one time in particular, I'm not proud of this, but it happened, Roxanne. I got to tell you, I don't think you even know this about me. About a month ago, Anthony brought home some pizza because uh-huh. I was craving it.
Uh-huh.
And then he started picking on me a little bit.
Right.
Just a little bit. And then I told him, basically back off.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm picking on you.
Like,
just,
like,
oh, you're enjoying that.
Like, yes, exactly. Like,
oh,
he likes that
no.
you poke, mm-hmm. poke the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time, A, I was hungry, and B, like, not in the mood, because Aubrey started to get into a mood, and he walked in, and he was like, why is Aubrey in a mood? I'm like, no, everything was fine. But, like, when you came home now, kids tend to act up a little bit. Well, he kept poking. He was
mm-hmm.
like, why is this house so stressful? Boom, I exploded. And then the pizza ended up on the floor because
good.
I threw
good.
It. I threw
freaking
it on
throw
the
it.
Floor. And he looked at me like I was a psychopath. And I was at that moment. It's not something I'm proud of. And then I walked in. I took the other pizza that wasn't on the floor, and I took it, and I went into the bedroom and started eating it. Like, this one's mine. Yours is on the floor. Don't talk to me
See,
like that.
Anthony needs to write himself. He needs to, like, have a special pizza night for you guys to kind of, like, bring laughter. That's how you overcome that stuff, I'm
it
sure.
It was a learning lesson for both of us. I did apologize probably, like, 5-10 minutes later. But
so you have a temper, Meredith.
It happened. Would I have ever done that normally? No. But now that I'm pregnant, it happened. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a real life story.
Okay. Can I just say it's going to get a little bit worse
what?
as no. far as your relationship goes.
Okay. All right.
Because we deal with that all the time. I mean, it's just one kid was stressful in your relationship because it was like you're entering this whole new threshold. You're crossing this threshold into this new world.
Mm-hmm.
So change is tough. 2 kids is hard on your relationship because you don't even have that excitement of you've done this before. You
right.
know what's going to happen.
Right.
And then
less time for each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
Because you just don't have, there's no time for it. Like mm-hmm. I said, that time when I'm home in the evenings, Doug and I aren't sitting there talking and catching up.
No.
So we had a couple weekends ago, we were supposed to do something and I just freaked out. And I said, listen, I said, we don't do anything for ourselves. I said, we do things for and with our kids. Mm-hmm. We do things for and with our friends. Like we'll go out with our friends together. We do things for...
Individually.
Yes. We'll do... Right. Because you can get away. Like, okay, you watch the kids go
off. You have
a second. That's fine.
Yes. Yes. Manicure. Whatever.
Exactly. At doctor's appointment. Those are my getaways. Yeah. Thank you. And so we're doing... I said, if we don't do something for us, there's not going to be an us.
Right.
Because it's clearly not important to either one of us. And we just went out and just the two of us had dinner.
And reconnect.
It's the first thing we did. We did that in 3 months.
Oh, my God.
So... It's
I
important.
Believe it. I mean, when you bring a new baby home and then you already have a beautiful kid at the house and then there's so much going on with everything, you don't have time to get away at all. And that's what happened with my daughter, Aubrey, my first. We didn't go out for 3 or 4 months. And then finally we had a date night. And even to this day, those date nights are really important to me because I'm like, oh, yeah. This is why we started dating and we fell in love. Like, I genuinely like you.
Yes.
I like you. Like, you make me laugh.
Isn't
we're
that
fun
great?
Together. Yes. And then we go back home and then actually it brings a little bit more to the relationship. It's like, okay, we created this funky family here. Like, let's deal with it.
Right, right. And isn't it so true that you have to constantly focus on what attracted you to him initially and why you fell in love and what's still working? Because I do the same thing when we're out together, when we are out with other couples and I hear him talk, I always want to hear what he has to say. I'm like, oh, he's always got an interesting take.
You're a listener.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so thank goodness we still have those things and focus on those things because let me tell you, the 2.5-year-old is testing us.
Yeah. Oh,
the new baby not sleeping is testing us.
For sure. And three. No. Yeah. You warned me about like it's not going to get better with the two kids.
Yeah.
The my daughter's three.
Aubrey's older.
Does not get any better. As a matter of fact, Aubrey tests us even more now because she understands everything that's going on now. She's very smart. And so now she wants to say no to everything. She wants to direct her own life. And so that brings a lot of stress actually to our relationship. And sometimes we argue in front of her and we're trying to go into the another room.
We have encountered that like the last 2 weeks we've been doing that. And I don't know what the right answer is because part of me is like, okay, well, this is life. She's going to see us have this debate.
Argument. Right. I grew up with in a household that was semi chaotic and they were always arguing in front of each other. And it didn't really bother me. I mean, I feel like that's just part of life to argue, to see your parents argue. Although I read it's healthier when your parents go into another room and they argue.
I think so, too.
And that totally makes sense.
It's scary and confusing
for kids. And so I feel guilty when we do get into an argument because sometimes it should be smaller and lighter and then it turns into a big thing. And I'm like, that's when we need to go into another room.
Right.
Small arguments. I feel like having an intellectual debate in front of your child, that's a good thing.
Right.
And I think it's healthy to see your parents disagree.
Right, because you're not going to agree
life.
All the time.
Right.
The only thing that's bad is when you say things and then you can see your daughter mimicking you.
What?
Say things in anger. And
yes.
And because they pick, I mean, they're like, they want to be our
little
copycats.
Sponges.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm like, don't do that. But then I just did it. Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Exactly.
So I don't know what I'm going to do about this time change. But I have to tell you something that happened to me because you're going to encounter this. The sleep is the worst when you come back to work, obviously. Okay, so I was not sleeping at all for like a week. I only slept 3 to 4 hours a night, which is not enough.
Mm-mm.
I called my doctor. I said, can I take melatonin? Because that helped me last time I had this with the first baby. And he said, no, you cannot, not while you're breastfeeding, because actually in melatonin, it's not highly regulated. It's not like an FDA-approved sort of prescription drug where they know exactly what's in it. So he said, I just wouldn't recommend doing that. So I'm like, great, I have no melatonin. Okay, so, but you know, we do this, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but we do this 3 things you need to know on Mason's show.
Yeah.
And I remember doing a story. It sounds gross. A couple months ago, I did a story on if you can't sleep, you take your partner's unwashed or worn t-shirt.
Okay.
And sleep with it.
Oh.
And the pheromones relax you. That's the science behind it and makes you able to sleep.
Did it work?
It totally worked.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Honestly, you will do anything to get any type of sleep after giving birth.
Clean. He's like, you know,
first of all, even if he was so skanky and stanky, it doesn't matter. If I could get like a full 5, 6, 7 hours of sleep, I'd be sleeping with all the dirty laundry. I don't care if you just went to the gym, mountain climbing. Like, I'm hugging it just to get some good sleep.
I know.
That's how desperate we are to get a good night's rest.
I know.
It's crazy.
Insane. It's insane.
Like, every single evening, I get at least 5 hours.
Okay. Every weekend, you said?
Every weekday. So
weekday. Oh, no. I thought that was like your catch-up amount. I'm like, oh,
no.
God, girl, no.
No. So minimum, I would say, let's go 5 to 6 hours.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, we have to do stuff. And, Lord, can I just have an hour to myself?
Right.
And I'm watching a little bit TV and I should go to bed early. But being pregnant, I'm flip-flopping and I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
And I'm getting up to go to the bathroom and peeing and stuff like that. So it's just – I'm really just getting 5 to 6 hours every single night. So I'm hugging all of Anthony's dirty laundry.
Do it.
Okay, I will.
You have to tell me what you think because it worked for me like a charm.
What
like,
works for me now is a warm bath. An hour before bed.
That helps.
So I do that now. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's fantastic. That really relaxes my body and my muscles, but I could definitely use some dirty laundry in my life.
Yes.
It negates the bath, but it doesn't matter.
Anthony's going to think you're a little weird because now every night
he
I'm
already
like,
does.
Oh, give me a shirt. Give
it's
me a shirt.
Okay.
They know us. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. My other line's ringing. I think that's my doctor's office. So I got to go, but I'll call you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, honey. Okay, so that was my conversation with Meredith from Wild. That's how she's doing. That's how we catch up. An easy way for me to get two things done. Catch up with a girlfriend and do my podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.